That's a date. It doesn't go into the future. And then it says, or harbored such organizations, past tense, or persons, in order to prevent any future acts by such nations, organizations, or persons. It established a date. I don't disagree that we need to fight terrorism, but we need to do it in a constitutionally sound way. Now, I'm just a little old lawyer from Brunswick, Maine, but I don't see how you can possibly read this to be in comport with the Constitution and authorize any acts by the president. You had testified to Senator Graham that you believe that you could put boots on the ground in Yemen under this document. That makes the war powers a nullity. I'm sorry to ask such a long question, but my question is, what's your response to this?
Senator, let me take the first response. I'm not a constitutional lawyer or a lawyer of any kind, but let me talk to you a little, take a brief statement about Al-Qaeda and the organization that attacked us on September 11, 2001. In the 2 years prior to that, Senator King, that organization attacked us in East Africa and killed 17 Americans, our embassy in Nairobi, with a loosely affiliated groups of people in East Africa. A year prior to 9/11, that same organization with its affiliates in Yemen almost sunk a U.S. Ship, the USS Cole, a $1 billion warship, killed 17 sailors in the port of Aden. The organization that attacked us on 9/11 already had its tentacles in around the world with associated groups. That was the nature of the organization then. It is the nature of the organization now. In order to attack that organization, we have to attack it with those affiliates that are its operational arm that have previously attacked and killed Americans and high-level interests and continue to try to do that.
That's fine, but that's not what the AUMF says. What I'm saying is we may need new authority, but don't, if you expand this to the extent that you have, it's meaningless, and the limitation and the war power is meaningless. I'm not disagreeing that we need to attack terrorism wherever it comes from and where whoever's doing it, but what I'm saying is let's do it in a constitutional way, not by putting a gloss on a document that clearly won't support it. It just doesn't work. I'm just reading the words. It's all focused on September 11th and who was involved. And you guys have invented this term, associated forces, that's nowhere in this document. As I mentioned in your written statement, you use that. That's the key term. You use it 13 times. It's the justification for everything, and it renders the war powers of the Congress null and void. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand you're saying we don't need any change because of the way you read it. You could do anything. But why not say, come back to us and say, yes, you're correct that this is a overbroad reading that renders the war powers of the Congress a nullity. Therefore, we need new authorization to respond to the new situation. I don't understand why. I mean, I do understand it because the way you read it is there's no limit. But that's not what the Constitution contemplates.